This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that the India-Russia ties will see further strengthening in the coming years. During his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow today, Mr. Modi said in about 10 years, they have met 17 times and in the last 25 years, they held around 22 bilateral meetings. The Prime Minister said it reflects the depth of the relations. He added that for the last 40-50 years, India is a victim of terrorism.
ऐसा पिछले 40-50 साल से भारत आतंकवाद को झेल रहा है. आतंकवाद कितना भयानक होता है, कितना घिनौना होता है, तो हम 40 साल से भुगत रहे हैं. ऐसे में जब मॉस्को में आतंकवाद की घटनाएं घटी, दोगेस्तान में आतंकवाद की घटनाएं घटी, उसका दर्द कितना गहरा होगा इसकी मैं कल्पना करता हूं और मैं हर प्रकार के आतंकवाद की घोर निंदा करता हूं.
The Prime Minister said the world has to face multiple challenges in the last 5 years, first due to COVID-19 pandemic and after that because of various conflicts. Mr. Modi hailed India-Russia cooperation, saying it has helped Indian farmers and Indian consumers. The Prime Minister said when the world was facing the challenge of fuel, Russia's support helped India in fulfilling the petrol and diesel requirements of the common man. He said the world should accept that India-Russia agreement regarding fuel played a big role in bringing stability to the international market. On the second day of his Russia visit, Prime Minister Modi first interacted with the Indian community and then laid a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier in Kremlin and thereafter visited the Rosatom Pavilion at an exhibition venue in Moscow. Mr. Modi reached Moscow yesterday on a 2-day official visit to Russia at the invitation of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has called upon states and union territories to work together for building a collaborative education system. Addressing the inaugural session of the review meeting of Department of School Education and Literacy with states and union territories in New Delhi today, Mr. Pradhan shared his thoughts on the roadmap for the next 5 years for the holistic development of school education. The Uttar Pradesh government has suspended 6 officials in the case of the Hathras stampede after the submission of the report by the Special Investigation Team or SIT. In the SIT report filed today, it is stated that negligence by event organizers was the main reason behind the incident. The Indian Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over parts of central, northeast and east India during the next 4 days. The IMD said these conditions will be present over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya till the 12th of this month. Meanwhile, several parts of Bihar have been witnessing heavy to very heavy rainfall for the last 24 hours. On the other hand, weather has improved in Mumbai today, a day after normal life was disrupted due to heavy rains. The Met Department has withdrawn its red alert warning for the city and its suburbs. Trains on both central and western lines are running normally. However, schools and colleges in Mumbai, Navi Mumbai, Thane, Raigarh, Alibag and Panvel remain closed today. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami today conducted an aerial survey and ground inspection of flood-affected areas of the Kumaon region of the state. Flood situation due to waterlogging persists in some places of Udham Singh Nagar and Champawat districts following heavy rains yesterday and day before. More than 1,400 people have been rescued and taken to safer places. Meanwhile, the Met Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rains in some places in the state tomorrow. In the U.S., at least 8 people have lost their lives following Hurricane Beryl's impact on southeast Texas and Louisiana. The storm left nearly 3 million residents without electricity. Beryl made landfall yesterday morning as a Category 1 hurricane in the southern region, but has since weakened into a tropical depression. And the Indian Olympic Association, IOA, has named 2012 Olympic Games bronze medal winner shooter Gagan Narang as the chef de mission of the Indian contingent to compete in the Paris Olympic Games. Star shuttler PV Sindhu and table tennis ace Achant Sharad Kamal will be the flag bearers during the opening ceremony. And that is the end of this news bulletin.